To all the college students, again, we offer you our special prayers to go off to school. I know next this week and weeks coming, be heading back to school, to school. And as I mentioned, we have a special gift for you. I want to thank Deacon Melvin, and Ms. Sheila, and Ms. Brittany for helping to coordinate our gifts to you. So if you are a college student, we have a special little gift bag for you in the sacristy right here, the room to my left. After Mass, and we have a little special gift for you to remind you of our care and our love, but especially the blessing we try to offer you today to stay focused on school, how important that is as you move on to the next chapter in your life. I want to make a word about attendance. I thank you for coming today. Many times attendance at Mass wanes in the summertime, but many of you have been very faithful throughout these summer months. I know it's very warm, and you travel perhaps, and so thank you for coming to church. I want to thank our choir in a special way, a choir who's faithful to us. Amen. Amen. You know, many choirs kind of go in summertime mode and don't sing when it's summer. And so I'm very grateful to Ms. Tanya, the musicians, and our choir for their ministry throughout the year. And so we cannot say that if you don't come here on a regular basis, you receive the gift of music. So I want to thank them because they come and give their gifts.
Amen.
They're not paid, they're here to serve the Lord. And so I'm very grateful to our choir, musicians, especially Ms. Tanya, for being so faithful to the gift of music.
Right.
As I mentioned in my homily today, you know, at times I get very passionate about certain things. And hurting our children, hurting our seniors, something that's very dear to my heart. And so, as I mentioned, we're going to have a meeting this week. And basically, it's a community meeting. I invited Our Lady of Hope Parish, Father Efren, the parish to our north, Father Cy Paterka, and the people at St. Vincent to our west, and our parish to come together here at St. Martin's this Wednesday at 6:30. And the purpose is to come together, first and foremost, to pray. Amen? But also, as importantly, is to try to strategize what can we do, whether it is being more involved in politics, writing people who have influence in our community, to mentoring, as I mentioned, supporting Mercy Neighborhood Ministries, just being more collaborative. It's for anybody who wants to come. It's not just for St. Martin. So I invite you to bring your family and friends, neighbors. We got to do more together. And I don't have the answer myself. None of us do. It's more than just one answer. But it's very, very important that we come together and we try our best. We just cannot come to church and go home.
Amen. Amen.
Part of our assembly was to look at, our fifth point was, what is our position in this neighborhood? Because if we're not deeply rooted in what happens in this neighborhood, then why are we here? And if the Archbishop were to announce the St. Martin de Porres Parish is closing, many of you will be very upset. Because I know this parish means a lot to you. We just can't talk about that. We must come to Mass. We must get involved in ministries. And we must get involved with each other to make a difference in this community. Because what we do here this morning could be someplace else. Kind of pick it all up and move it to another community. But I think it's very important as somebody who's from North Philadelphia and who lives in this community that we be more vested in this neighborhood. That's my thought, that's my prayer, that we have to make a difference here. And I realize many of you do not live here, but you worship here. You have a voice in this community. The school down the street, as I mentioned before, is a community school. It's not just our children. We have very few parishioners in that school. Most of them are here today. Maybe about 5 or 6 kids from our parish go to that school. But we're very committed to keeping St. Martin de Porres School open. We also must be involved in making sure that our public schools are fully funded and are a good place for our children to go to school.
Amen.
I guess nobody else agrees with me with that point. And that's pretty weak. Because we cannot just simply hide behind us and them, that idea. That doesn't work. We must be concerned about all children.
Yes.
In fact, our school supplies are not just for our school kids here. We're giving school supplies to a local public school because kids need to have what they need for school.
Yeah.
You may not agree with me on that point, but part of being in the community is caring about people. I was outside yesterday cleaning in sports clothes, gym clothes. And a young man came up to me, didn't know who he was. Perhaps he's here today, I hope he is. And he simply came up to me kind of in an aggressive way and wanted to know, was I the pastor of this church? And I thought for a minute, maybe I'm not. But I said, I am the pastor of the church. And we had a conversation about how I could help him. We cannot be afraid of our community. We have to do more to embrace and to help not just the folks who come here on Sunday, but this community in general. And so, what can we do? Well, we're gonna come together again and try to strategize and get ideas. Many of you are very involved in things of community. Come with your ideas. It's not a complaint session. We're not here to complain about, we're here to make a difference. And I invite our local communities to come as well. Who else would have come? I don't know. I might just be by myself. But we have to do more as a faith community, because if we are in the kingdom of North Philadelphia, then it's not just what Father wants. It's what all of us have to say about this neighborhood and about this community. I believe this. I've said this over and over again for the last 8 years plus. The kingdom of God is among you. That's not just nice words. St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. That means that God is with us. And because God is with us, we gotta move forward with great faith to build a better community, to plan a better community, and to help somebody. All we do is come to church, praise God, get a word, get communion, go home, and not make a difference in someone's life. What does it mean to be a Christian? So I challenge all of us to, if you can come on Wednesday, please be here, but all of us to think about what we can do. All of us can do something to make our world a better place. I'm gonna do something before we go today that will inspire us, because sometimes we need to be inspired, but you know, marriages are not easy. I'm not married. I might say thank God for that, but I know marriage is a great blessing, and I know it can work. And 2 weeks ago, we had a wedding here at St. Martin de Porres. And I see the newlywed couple here today. So would Mr. and Mrs. Brandon and Brittany Edwards come up and just say hello to you? Come up, where's the bride and groom? There they are. Still together, 2 weeks later. They better be. We're so proud of them because they represent so much of the future of our community. So this puts up together again. I think you over here. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There we go. Let's stand and ask a special blessing upon our newlyweds. Amen. Loving God, continue to bless this wonderful couple. They got their rings shining, glowing from their honeymoon, but especially glowing from the love that they have for each other. Bless this man, bless this woman, keep them happy, and always know that you love them and you will walk with them through it all. They have many, many years of love and happiness. May God once again bless our newlywed couple, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Go in peace. God bless you. You're welcome. You're welcome. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass has ended. Go forth, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.